You're listening to SBS News.
It's almost a taboo topic to talk about. It's almost like talking about sex at work. That's how uncomfortable it can make some people, especially in construction when there's a lot of older, white, straight men.
This is how Taylor Ling feels when they discuss their sexuality or gender at work. Taylor goes by they-them pronouns. As a non-binary person working in construction, Taylor says they've definitely felt like the odd one out.
Everyone really wants to be an ally and support you, but they really aren't sure exactly how to support you. And I think the hardest part for me is being misgendered as a she-her and as a woman. And so I think once I've been able to explain, you know, my journey to people that I work with, they start to understand it a bit more and understand the importance of the use of pronouns and gendered language.
The main reason Taylor says they've been vocal about their gender, pronouns and being non-binary is for their own mental health.
I need that to be a safe space for me and for me to be able to be my best self at work. And so that was more around me kind of asking for my pronouns and you know, those basic needs to be met. And then the rest of it is obviously around how can we change the environment for people of the other parts of the rainbow family. And that's something that I'm still trying to figure out as well and trying to champion that within my company.
According to new research by the Australian Human Rights Institute, Taylor isn't alone. Dr. Melissa Jardine is the co-author of a new report which investigated the inclusion of LGBTQI+ workers in the construction sector. She says that in the absence of policies and practices, some employees felt they had to assume the role of advocate in order to make their workplace more inclusive.
Some people feel empowered by that, but some people feel like it's unpaid emotional labour and it takes them away from doing their own work.
While the attitudes towards LGBTQI+ employees have improved across the country, the report has found homophobia, bullying and harassment are still rife in the construction industry and often in plain sight of workers and leaders.
That blokey, masculine culture is often how men fit into their environment. And so this way that men fit in with each other sustains some of these behaviours that entrench masculinity and blokey attitudes as the norm. And this means that, you know, change to be more inclusive, to include women and people with different intersexual identities, is often really difficult to change that.
But it's not all bad. Dr. Jardine interviewed a couple of people who took years to come out at their workplace. She says once they overcame the fear of disclosing their sexuality, they were met with the kind of positive response they'd hoped for.
What is sad about that is that people didn't expect this. They expected more of a negative response. And so what we need to do is to make sure that people do feel like they can come out and it not put their job security at risk.
So even when an LGBTQI+ employee isn't experiencing discrimination in the workplace, they can be unsure of whether their sexual orientation, characteristics or gender identity will be accepted by their colleagues. While he says there's been a lot of progress in the construction sector, he thinks a lot more work needs to be done.
There are better attitudes amongst the majority of people in the industry now, but there are still some who have homophobic attitudes and attitudes which aren't great. And of course, that doesn't make people feel accepted and secure in the industry. And it's an obligation on workers in the industry, on employers and everybody, whatever their own particular religious or moral or cultural views may be, they need to accept that people have got a right to work in the industry without feeling they have to remain closeted, if you like, or hide who they are. And we all need to get our shoulder to the wheel and build a more accepting culture in the industry.
Dr. Jardine says the key to making sure an entire organisation embraces inclusion is strong leadership.
Leaders set the tone for an organisation. They make sure that the organisation has the right policies in place. And they also make sure that people know what is acceptable and unacceptable behaviour.
The report makes a couple of suggestions for workplaces to build their inclusivity. One is a recommendation for construction companies with existing LGBTQI+ policies to share their policies with their supply chain to adopt and build on. Another suggestion is for education on sexism, homophobia and transphobia to be added to employee training. It also recommended for company and site safety inductions to recognise the diversity of workers and identify that a business or construction site is LGBTQI+ friendly and that homophobic and discriminatory language will not be tolerated. If the construction industry doesn't become more inclusive, Dr. Jardine says it will lose out.
Younger generations are looking for places where they can both blend a personal life and their work life to be who they are, and those people are not going to want to work in a place that doesn't value them for who they are.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.